Hey, praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible, and this is the book of Genesis, chapter 43. Let's all go up to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to bless this chapter, this service, to anoint it. Father, anoint this service. Lord, make everything extremely understandable to everyone. Let it give them the power to stand another day in the Lord. Another day in You, Jesus. Another day in You, Father. Another day in You, Holy Spirit. Give us the strength from this chapter to continue on. Lord God, we ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, let's read.
Chapter 43, King James Version, verse 1. And the famine was sore in the land. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, Go again, buy us a little food. And Judah spake unto him, saying, The man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. If thou wilt send our brother with us, we will go down and buy thee food. But if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down. For the man said unto us, Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. And Israel said, Wherefore dealt ye so ill with me, as to tell the man whether ye had yet a brother? Commentary, verse 1 through 6. Joseph's brothers returned to Egypt. But there was no relief from the terrible famine throughout the land. When the grain they had brought from Egypt was almost gone, Jacob said to his sons, quote, Go again and buy us a little food, unquote. But Judah said, quote, The man wasn't joking when he warned that we couldn't see him again unless Benjamin came along. If you let him come with us, we will go down again and buy some food. But if you don't let Benjamin go, we may as well stay at home. Remember that the man said, quote, You won't be allowed to come and see me unless your brother is with you, unquote. Quote, Why did you ever tell him you had another brother? Jacob moaned. Why did you have to treat me with such cruelty? Unquote. King James Version, verse 7. And they said, The man asked us straitly of our state and of our kindred, saying, Is your father yet alive? Have ye another brother? And we told him according to the tenor of these words. Could we certainly know that he would say, Bring your brother down? Commentary, verse 7. Quote, But the man specifically asked us about our family, they replied. He wanted to know whether our father was still living, and he asked us if we had another brother. So we told him. How could we have known he would say, quote, Bring me your brother, unquote. King James Version, verse 8. And Judah said unto Israel his father, Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. I will be surety for him, of my hand shalt thou require him. If I bring him not unto thee, and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame for ever. For except we had lingered, surely now we had returned this second time. Commentary, verse 8 through 10. Judah said to his father, quote, Send the boy with me, and we will be on our way. Otherwise, we will all die of starvation, and not only us, but you and our little ones. I personally guarantee his safety. If I don't bring him back safe to you, then let me bear the blame forever. For we could have gone and returned twice by this time if you had let him come without delay. Unquote. King James Version, verse 11. And their father Israel said unto them, If it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds. And take double money in your hand. And the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Peradventure it was an oversight. Take also your brother, and arise, go again unto the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. Commentary, verse 11 through 14. So their father Jacob finally said to them, quote, if it can't be avoided, then at least do this. Fill your bags with the best products of the land. Take them to the man as gifts. Balm, honey, spices, myrrh, pistachio nuts, and almonds. Take double the money that you found in your sacks.
All these different items were like premium to the people in Egypt. Especially like they made perfumes and cosmetics, and they even used it for embalming fluid. And pistachio nuts were really a rarity there, and they loved them. Okay, then what?
Take double the money that you found in your sacks, as it was probably someone's mistake. Then take your brother and go back to the man. May God Almighty give you mercy as you go before the man, that he might release Simeon and return Benjamin. And if I must bear the anguish of their deaths, then so be it. Unquote. King James Version, verse 15. And the men took that present, and they took double the money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, bring these men home, and slay, and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house, and they said, because of the money that was returned in our sacks, at the first time are we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us, and fall upon us, and take us for bondmen, and our asses. Commentary, verse 15 through 18. So they took Benjamin and the gifts, and doubled the money, and hurried to Egypt, where they presented themselves to Joseph. When Joseph saw that Benjamin was with them, he said to the manager of his household, quote, these men will eat with me this noon. Take them inside. Prepare a big feast, unquote. So the man did as he was told and took them to Joseph's place. They were badly frightened when they saw where they were being taken. Quote, it's because of the money returned to us in our sacks, they said. He plans to pretend that we stole it. Then he will seize us as slaves and take our donkeys. King James Version, verse 19. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house, and said, O sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass, when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. Commentary, verse 19 through 22. A feast at Joseph's palace. As the brothers arrived at the entrance to the palace, they went over to the man in charge of Joseph's household. They said to him, quote, sir, after our first trip to Egypt to buy food, as we were returning home, we stopped for the night and opened our sacks. The money we had used to pay for the grain was there in our sacks. Here it is. We have brought it back again. We also have additional money to buy more grain. We have no idea how the money got into our sacks. Unquote. King James Version, verse 23. And he said, peace be to you, fear not. Your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. and he brought Simeon out unto them. Commentary, verse 23. Quote, relax, don't worry about it, unquote, the household manager told them. Quote, your God, the God of your ancestors, must have put it in there. We collected your money, all right. Then he released Simeon and brought him out to them. King James Version, verse 24. And the man brought the men into Joseph's house, and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave their asses provender. And they made ready the present against Joseph, came at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house, and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare, and said, is your father well, the old man of whom he spake? Is he yet alive? And they answered, thy servant our father is in good health. He is yet alive. And they bowed down their heads and made obeisance. Commentary, verse 24 through 28. The brothers were then led into the palace and given water to wash their feet, and food for their donkeys. They were told they were going to eat there, so they prepared their gifts for Joseph's arrival at noon. When Joseph came, they gave him gifts and bowed low before him. He asked them how they had been getting along, and then he said, quote, how is your father, the old man you spoke about? Is he still alive? Quote, yes, they replied. He is alive and well. Then they bowed again before him. King James Version, verse 29. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, is this your younger brother of whom ye spake unto me? And he said, God be gracious unto thee, my son. And Joseph made haste, for his bowels did yearn upon his brother, and he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber and wept there. Commentary, verse 29 through 30. Looking at his brother Benjamin, Joseph asked, quote, is this your youngest brother, the one you told me about? May God be gracious to you, my son. Then Joseph made a hasty exit, because he was overcome with emotion for his brother, and wanted to weep, cry. Going into his private room, he wept there. King James Version, verse 31. And he washed his face, and went out, and refrained himself, and said, set on bread. And they set on for him by himself, and for them by themselves.
Okay, so that means that he was eating by himself. Joseph had his own table, and his brethren were eating at another table. Okay, because it was like an abomination for the Egyptians to eat with the Hebrews, because they really despised him. And so he didn't want to break the code there that he was not an Egyptian. Okay, then what?
And they set on for him by himself, and for them by themselves, and for the Egyptians, which did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination unto the Egyptians.
Right.
Commentary, verse 31 and 32. Then he washed his face and came out, keeping himself under control. Quote, bring on the food, he ordered. Joseph ate by himself, and his brothers were served at a separate table. The Egyptians sat at their own table, because Egyptians did it that way.
Yeah, it was an abomination for them too. Because they actually despised the Hebrews. All right, then what else?
King James Version, verse 33. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth, and the men marveled one at another.
They marveled because they wondered how he knew the actual sequence of the people that were the brothers that were born. He put the the youngest one first, and the eldest, and the next oldest, and the next oldest, and the next oldest, perfectly. And he knew it because they were brothers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he knew their ages, right? And which one was born the first. Okay, so they marveled at that. Then what?
Commentary, verse 33. Joseph told each of his brothers where to sit, and to their amazement he seated them in the order of their ages, from oldest to youngest.
Yeah, I meant from oldest to youngest instead of youngest to oldest. Okay, then what else? Same difference.
King James Version, verse 34. And he took and sent messes unto them from before him. But Benjamin's mess was five times so much as any of theirs.
Right, he gave Benjamin five times more food than the rest of them, because he wasn't one of them that threw him in the pit. Okay, and he was this real brother. His mother and dad were the same. Okay, the others were like half brothers, but this was his real brother, whole brother. Okay, then what?
And they drank and were merry with him.
Yeah.
Commentary, verse 34. Their food was served to them from Joseph's own table. He gave the largest serving to Benjamin, five times as much as to any of the others. So they all feasted and drank freely with him.
Well, praise the Lord. That was chapter 43 of the book of Genesis, and Lord willing, we'll be doing chapter 44 today. Till then, keep looking up, keep thinking about the Lord, that is, meditating upon Him and His Word, and so that you can have this power within you to stand another day, one day at a time. Till then, God bless you and praise the Lord.